Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We always deliver the biggest and best in sports on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Very excited for the NFL Conference Championships this weekend. The big stage is set. The Cardinals and the Panthers, the Patriots and the Broncos. And we are so delighted to have with us the familiar name, Ray Lucas, who played 7 seasons in the NFL as a quarterback and as a special teams player for the Patriots, the New York Jets, the Dolphins, and the Baltimore Ravens. He is also an analyst covering the Jets for their pre- and post-game show in SNY, New York. It's his first time on the program. Ray, it's good to have you on with us, and I know this has got to be one of your favorite times of the year, right?
Well, it would be my favorite time of the year if the Jets were still in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, that last loss, I'm still upset about it. But yes, you know, it came down to the nitty-gritty. Only 2 games left before we see who's going to be in the Super Bowl, so it's going to be real interesting this weekend.
Well, there are so many compelling storylines heading into the NFL's version of their Final Four. Tell me this, I mean, what are you looking forward to the most? I mean, we're talking about the storied rivalry between Brady and Manning and just the defensive greatness of a team like the Broncos.
Well, I mean, when you look at the Broncos, you know, Peyton Manning is not the Peyton Manning of old. I mean, I'm not taking anything away. I mean, he's a, you know, Super Bowl MVP. He's MVP of the league. But he's a game manager at this point. You know, when you see Peyton Manning back there, I do see a difference. I know he was out for a while, and I think that really helped him because I do see a little bit more velocity on the football.
Mm-hmm.
But this game is going to be have to be won with their defense, which is the best in the NFL right now.
Is this Peyton Manning's final season?
Here's my thing. I've had the same neck surgeries as Peyton has, and I would go back in a second, but at the same time, I made a decision back when, like, do I want to walk my girls down the aisle? Do I want to roll my girls down the aisle? And I think he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. This guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, right off the bat. And again, I know he's chasing that you know, elusive second championship, but he doesn't have to prove anything to anyone anymore, I think.
Former NFL quarterback Ray Lucas is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. Join in on the conversation at Twitter, at eRadioSports. You can always email me at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Of course, I mentioned in the open, you're a retired NFL player. You were a warrior on the field, a total of 20 concussions. So tell me this. I mean, as an athlete, a player in the NFL, I mean, what kind of injuries are these guys dealing with at this point in the season?
Well, I mean, everything hurts. That goes first and foremost. My rookie year, we went to the Super Bowl. Granted, I was on special teams, but you kind of hit that wall at one point. But the best thing about the playoffs is that switch that you turn on before the game, it's been on since, you know, the playoffs started, because you're only playing one game. It's win or go home. So the hits will be harder. The focus will be more, you know, to a point where, you know, everything is down bit by bit by bit. So these are the games that you love to watch because there's no holding back. There is no tomorrow, so to speak. And the fact that these guys will put it all out on the line, the games are going to be fantastic. And you said it before, Liz, you know, we're talking about 3 very good defensive teams in the last, you know, in the AFC and NFC championship game. The only defense that nobody's really talking about is the New England Patriots. You know, here's a team that, you know, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who have done this with less than any other team I've ever seen. I mean, me personally, I think Tom Brady's the best that's ever done it. I really do. Who has done more with less when you talk about Tom Brady? And Bill Belichick, who coached me for 5 years. I've seen this guy on the sideline scrap a whole entire game plan and implement a new one right on the field. So I think New England has to be the front runner. But, you know, when you look at that other side, when you look at Carolina and you look at Arizona, you got Carson Palmer. That's a fantastic story. What this guy has endured in his NFL career, to me, you know, sets him apart from a lot of different guys. I think he's probably one of the toughest. Not as tough as Ben Roethlisberger, but he's pretty much up there as far as I'm concerned. So I think the defensive side of this game, you know, people say, oh, it's a quarterback league. They throw the ball all over the place. I still believe defense wins championships, and we're going to see what defense plays the best. We'll see them in the Super Bowl.
Got to ask you this. I mean, how much is postseason success predicated on health? And as you're talking about, you know, muscling through these injuries.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at New England. You know, they lost 4 almost, or 3 or 4 at the end of the season.
Right.
And they're at full strength. And to me, when you have a guy like Brady and, you know, watching him over the years, especially during the Jet games, and they throw the ball at it. They get the ball out of his hands so fast, it nullifies the pass rush. And when you have Amendola and when you have, you know, Garoppolo, you have all these weapons out there. He's throwing short intermediate routes, and then they're getting yards after the catch. So when you have, you know, a guy like that in Tom Brady, how do you get your defense to get to him? It's almost impossible. So it's going to be real interesting to see the chess match between, you know, the offense of the New England Patriots and the defense of the Denver Broncos. I think Wade Phillips is going to have to dial up some kind of, you know, wizardry, Harry Potter type stuff to get to Tom Brady.
Hey, you know, we're talking about some of the physical challenge, but just mentally, just the grind of the season, you got to wonder what these guys are dealing with, and also the pressure of these games, because it's going to wrap up quickly.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, like I said before, this is win or go home. So there's nothing left in the tank. You know, people say the regular season, it's the same as the postseason. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not, because you just let everything go. And the thing is, like, you know, people say, oh, is there going to be a hangover from the week before? When you're in the playoffs, there is no hangover, because you know if you don't win, you go home. Physically, you know, I hope, you know, right now guys are paying a lot more attention to their bodies, the cold tubs, the treatment after practice. Even if you don't need it, if you have a little tweak here, a tweak there, you make sure you get in there and get that stuff taken care of. So when it comes on Sunday, you're ready to rock and roll.
Hey, they're paying attention to their bodies. But you know what, Ray? Adrenaline can be a beautiful thing, right?
No doubt about it. I mean, that's the equalizer that I say in the NFL, which people don't realize. I mean, there's no drug. There's no, you know, other thing that I've felt that equals that feeling of stepping on the field and competing with your brothers. And, you know, people might say, you chase it. Listen, I had a serious, you know, pill problem, opiate problem, and I still never got the exhilaration I got from being on the field.
Hey, Ray Lucas is with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going up close and personal. We're going to transition now. I mean, obviously, everyone's so excited about the Super Bowl. But about a year ago, you released a book, actually a memoir of your journey in the NFL. And it's a remarkable, it's a personal story that just details how intense and grueling life can be as an NFL player and just the true culture of the NFL. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, 20 concussions. Football almost cost you everything. When you look back on your career, the 7 years in the NFL, would you do it all over again?
In a heartbeat, unless I swear I would go back. And if somebody told me I could run down special, then my wife would probably kill me. But if somebody said, I'll give you one more play, and I'm not going to pay you a dime, would you go? And I would say 100%, absolutely. Again, you know, what happened to me in the NFL, and you got to remember, too, back then when I was playing quarterback, you could actually hit the quarterback. You know, this wasn't a 2-2 league that it is now. You know, I mean, every single time somebody sniffs near Brady, he's looking at the referee to throw the 15-yard penalty. You could actually put your helmet in my spine and drive me into the ground, and there was no penalty. And when you talk about concussions, they weren't called concussions. They were called burners. You know, I got a stinger. Like, they call them stinger on defense and burners on offense. So basically what would happen is you get knocked around a little bit, and you would go to the sideline, and it felt like somebody poured, like, hot water on the one side of your, you know, body, and then you would hear that ringing sound in your ear. Mm-hmm. And you would go to the sideline, and they'd say, are you all right? And you would say, yeah. And then you would go back in. I think the NFL has done a lot as far as trying to take care of the players. You know, wide receivers going over the middle, taking their helmets. You know, I distinctly remember a time when Jason Witten got dinged up. They took his helmet. He started chasing doctors on the sideline to get back in the game, and they wouldn't give him his helmet. So I think the NFL has taken steps as far as keeping the players safe. But I got to tell you, the game is 10 times faster than when I played. The guys are 10 times bigger, and it's not going to stop. You know, it's a violent game, and that's what the game is. And, you know, guys know going in, but they don't realize, you know, how bad they're going to be after they play, because everybody thinks they're going to play forever, and it just is not the case.
Getting you ready for the NFL Conference Championships this weekend with former NFL quarterback Ray Lucas. Stick around. Much more of our conversation straight ahead.